welcome to the March 8, 2011 MSF Frontline Reports podcast. Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation. I'm Alexandra Brown. This week, on International Women's Day, preventing and treating obstetric fistulas in Jahun, Nigeria. Obstetric fistulas are most often the result of prolonged obstructed labour. A fistula is an opening that occurs between the bladder and the vagina, or between the rectum and the vagina, that causes a woman to become incontinent and can lead to a host of devastating medical and social consequences. Today, fistulas are virtually unknown in the developed world. The last fistula hospital in a developed country closed its doors in the 1890s. It was in New York City, at the site where the famous five-star Waldorf Astoria Hotel now stands. In the developing world, however, the scourge continues unabated, a remnant of history and a daily reality even in the 21st century. Worldwide, there are an estimated 2 million women living with a fistula. 1.5 million of them are in Africa. According to the United Nations Population Fund, nearly half of worldwide fistula cases occur in Nigeria. In the town of Jahun, in Jigawa State in the north of the country, MSF has been working alongside the State Ministry of Health, running a 35-bed maternity ward and 57-bed fistula repair ward since 2008. In Jahun, the organisation is working not only to repair hundreds of existing fistulas, but also to try to prevent new fistulas from occurring in the first place. MSF's Corinne Baker brings us this story.
It's Sunday morning in the fistula ward at Jahun General Hospital. Around 30 girls and women have gathered to listen to Amina sing. Keeping the beat on her improvised drum, a wadded-up plastic bag squashed between her thighs, she sings a song that was written by some of the patients. While the melody is gentle, the lyrics are evocative. In Jahun I have no mother, I have no father, no brothers or sisters. But here I have met women like me who are leaking urine. They have become my sisters, my relatives. She continues, "Cursed urine, useless urine, you have stolen my dignity. You have separated me from my husband and friends." 4 years ago, at 16 years of age, Amina spent 4 days in labour. She was at home and she was alone. As was expected of a woman from her ethnic group, she made no noise and had no one to assist her. When the pain eventually became too much and the baby still had not come, she was taken to a hospital by her neighbour. At the hospital, she delivered a stillborn baby. The baby could not pass through her undeveloped pelvis, so her labour became obstructed. Without skilled medical assistance to intervene, the soft tissues of Amina's pelvis were compressed between her baby's head and her pelvic bone for days. With the blood supply cut off, the tissue died, and she was left with an obstetric fistula, a hole between her vagina and bladder, as well as a hole between her vagina and rectum. Now, at 20 years old and barely 5 foot tall, Amina is one of the estimated 800,000 Nigerian women living with a fistula. Amina survived her labour, but her trials were far from over. Because of the fistula, she spent the next 4 years constantly leaking urine and stool. Her husband immediately divorced her. She says her stepmother thinks she is unclean and tells Amina that any food that has touched her plate is only good enough for the dog. And yet, despite her years of suffering, Amina has an irrepressible smile and a personality almost too big to be contained in her diminutive frame. Accurate statistics for fistula are difficult to come by. Women with fistulas often suffer in silence and isolation, rejected by their husbands and communities, and forced to live as outcasts, some for decades. Aislinn Glasby is a nurse and supervisor of the fistula ward.
And it's a silent condition. You know, I think it's a condition that not a lot of people have spoken about and not a lot of people know how to speak about. Like, some women haven't heard about the chance of being repaired. they've lived with it for 25 years and suddenly they realise that you can actually be cured by surgery. It's amazing.
According to Bronwyn Hale, Women's Health Advisor for MSF, the existence of obstetric fistula is a symptom of the severe inequity in access to maternal healthcare services that exists around the world. She stresses that the condition is almost entirely preventable when there is access to obstetric care.
We are there to provide obstetric care and prevent the fistulas from occurring in the first place. So not the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff approach, but more a preventative approach. Let's prevent these from occurring in the first place.
Adolescent girls are at particularly high risk for obstetric fistula and are up to 5 times more likely than women in their 20s to die during childbirth. Family planning is often not an option, and pregnancy is likely to follow. A traditional preference for birthing at home, coupled with a strong dislike and fear of cesarean sections, means progress in Jehoon has been gradual. Now, however, through word of mouth and visits from MSF's outreach team, men and women in even the most remote villages are hearing about the high-quality, free obstetric services available at Jehoon Hospital. More and more women are coming to the hospital to deliver. Last year, there were 2,566 deliveries in MSF's maternity ward in Jehoon, compared to 1,640 the previous year. When a woman's labour becomes obstructed, it's essential she have access to skilled healthcare workers that can monitor her progress and intervene appropriately, whether that be with a cesarean section or another type of assisted delivery. The fistula ward is full of stories as tragic and heart-wrenching as Amina's. There's Halima, who has been pregnant 9 times, but has just one surviving baby. She has not been to the market for 15 years because she is told she smells. There's Asabe, who after losing her first and only baby after 2 days in labour, had an unsuccessful fistula repair surgery at another facility before coming to MSF in Jehoon. There are infinite stories of rejection and suffering, but Glasby is heartened by other kinds of stories. She recalls one patient who has had her fistula for 24 years, but has a very supportive husband.
He has said to her, you know, I don't mind you going back and having surgeries and you need to do what you need to do, but just remember that if they can't repair, then I'm not going to leave you and you'll always be my wife.
For patients who have lived with the condition for so many years, seeing the ward in Jehoon for the first time is a shock.
I watch their faces a lot and it's like a relief. Like they come in and they just stare for a long time and they watch and they watch these girls walking around with catheters, some walking around with soaking wrappers. But I think they're completely mesmerised and they're like, wow, I've come to this world where, you know, there's whole lot of women that are experiencing the same condition that I have. And I think for some of them, that must be such a sense of, yeah, comfort.
Some women arrive unable to walk, suffering what is known as foot drop. That's a result of severe nerve damage that occurs when the baby's head has been pushed against the perineal nerve during the obstructed labour. Others have simply stopped drinking in an attempt to limit their leaking. Their urine becomes highly concentrated and they experience serious dehydration, chronic urinary tract infections, excruciating bladder stones, and excoriation or burning of the skin on their legs where the urine runs down. In the weeks leading up to surgery, patients prepare their bodies by drinking 6 to 10 litres of water each day. This is challenging for the women, but the staff encourage it because it means they are that much closer to getting the surgery.
They just have to drink and be producing a lot of urine, so they need to be soaked. They need to be walking around and urine needs to be just running down their legs. And that's great. Like, we really encourage that.
Patients are also led in daily physiotherapy or exercise sessions during the pre- and post-operative periods, which will help them strengthen their pelvic floor muscles and regain their continence after surgery. For uncomplicated cases, around 90% of fistulas can be repaired by surgery. However, only between 50 and 65% of patients will regain their continence. Some women won't achieve full continence because the obstructed labour has caused irreparable damage to their urethral and bladder tissue.
And that, for anyone to understand, but especially the young woman or the woman that have come for this fistula repair expecting to have this problem of leaking fixed as well, is something very difficult for them to understand.
According to Dr. Saeed Abubakar, MSF's fistula surgeon in Jhoon, fistula surgery is not simply about closing a hole. He says the best attempt is the first attempt. The more surgeries the patient has, the less good tissue she is left with, and the more difficult the repair. Binta is one of the success stories. She lived with her fistula for 4 years before coming to Jhoon. After 3 surgeries, she has been discharged from the hospital, no longer leaking. She says she would have preferred to die than to continue living as she was. And now, her face brightens. She says she has won her dignity back.
The transformation in their spirit as well is incredible. Like they come in as ghosts, like as shells of people. They experience, you know, detachment from families, detachment from communities, and you give that back to them just by stopping the urine.
For every Binta, Amina, Halima or Asabe, there are countless other girls and women around the world who continue to live in silent suffering, if they are lucky enough to survive childbirth at all.
MSF provides obstetric and emergency obstetric services in countries including Southern Sudan, Democratic Republic of Congo, Sri Lanka and Papua New Guinea. MSF has permanent fistula repair projects in Nigeria, Burundi and Chad, and also runs short-term fistula repair camps in unstable contexts where the condition is prevalent but the possibility for repair is equally absent, such as in Central African Republic and Somalia. To learn more about MSF or Doctors Without Borders, please visit msf.org to find the MSF website in your home country. Please send any comments and questions for the podcast to msfpodcast@msf.org. MSF is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation that delivers emergency assistance to people affected by wars, epidemics and natural or man-made disasters in more than 60 countries around the world.